Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today. We have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Debbie Martin. She is a health and business strategist. So I am super excited, Debbie, to share you with the crowd today. Are you here with us?
I am, Cheryl. Can you hear me?
Yes. This is a perfect connection. Well, I am so excited for you to be here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, and thank you so much for inviting me on the show. It's my pleasure to be here. Well, I was born and raised in Paris, Texas, a small town, and I'm currently living in Dallas, Texas. And I really love freedom. I love health. Mm-hmm. I love helping people. And so I have a growing internet business in the health and fitness industry where I help people create greater freedom and health and prosperity. I'm also a licensed massage therapist for 20 years, and I also do some part-time work at the Dallas Country Club. And I've also been a professional singer in the past, and I created some really unique voice empowerment workshops. But my primary focus right now is in helping people to improve their health, you know, have more energy, get fit, and become financially free.
That is wonderful, and I know that that is something near and dear to your heart and such a big, big, tall order to fill, I guess I would say. I know, because it seems like, you know, Americans especially, we're just getting bigger and bigger and really just more out of health than we've ever been before. So I just hate that, really, but I know that there is a change coming if people choose to have a change, you know. That's part of the problem is, you know, people choosing, hey, this is really going to affect how long I live, this is going to affect everything in my life. So I'm so glad that you're speaking on this today, and just really tell me what you see your mission is, or how are you going to accomplish this? What do you see?
Well, I have partnered with a great group of people, a team of millionaires, actually, and other highly successful people, and with a $4 billion health company called Isagenix. They're in the network marketing industry. And so we, you know, just work with that company, and we help people to open up their own wholesale accounts, to order directly from the company. And we train people that are interested in creating an extra income. We help them. So, you know, just working together as a team, finding out what people are wanting or missing in their life and offering a solution. And if they choose to try that solution and partner up with us, well, we just take it from there.
Absolutely. That is awesome. And I know that that brings you a lot of love and a lot of excitement to help others. Where does that motivation come from? Have you always loved other people and wanted to help people?
Well, I've always, I think, had the type of personality that likes to help people. And, mm-hmm. you know, being a massage therapist for as long as I have, I'm working personally with people. And it just feels good. You know, I would say my motivation is because it feels good to me to help people, you know, transform some area of their life. People are grateful, and it feels good. Health, I think, is our greatest wealth. And financial independence is also something that's very important to me because, you know, it gives us the freedom to live our life the way that we choose to. And so many people are struggling to be happy in a job that they hate or, you know, that doesn't pay them enough. And if we don't have enough money in our life, then we're limited. And so I'm very motivated in my own life to have greater freedom, and I'm motivated to help other people just transform their life financially as well.
Absolutely. That is powerful. And I know that it's so important that we really, you know, just really decide that, okay, we can do something about our health. We can do something about our life. And I'm so excited that you shared that, because it is truly a need for, I think, just guides, you know. Many times people know what to do, but I don't think that they realize. They need somebody to say, hey, did you, you know, go to the gym this week, any, you know, did you do anything as far as your health? Did you eat right? Did you try to eat right? Whatever. So I think that that is so powerful to just offer that support and everything to everybody. Well, tell me this. Everybody has a purpose in life. How did you find your purpose, and how do you encourage others to find theirs?
Well, you know, as far as purpose goes, I think that many people struggle with, well, what is my purpose? And I've even thought the same thing, you know, in my own life. And I think it's about just learning to love myself more deeply, to tap into my personal power, and to help others. And I heard a doctor say one time that he tells his patients, because he has people that come into him that often say, well, I just don't know what my purpose is in life. I don't really know what to do, you know. And he just tells them it can be something as simple as being the best I can be in helping others. And I just really loved that, the simplicity of that purpose, because it sort of takes out this huge mystery and this huge weight sometimes that we can feel in, well, what is my purpose? What are my special talents and my special gifts? And it can just be just as simple as to be the best that I can be and to help others.
Yes, that is so awesome. And I just really, oh, I love that, because I tell people many times your purpose is birthed from your pain. I know that I had a special needs son that passed away, and boy, not only did that change my purpose in my life, it really took me down a whole different path that I never would have thought that I would have went down. And now, just being in business for 10 years, just dealing with individuals with special needs children, I have learned so much, just not only about them, but about me as well. So I think that your purpose can be developed out of your pain, and it can also change. Because I know for me, I love serving the individuals that I serve, but I also love business. And I love helping people do their business, learn how to do their business, and all of that type of stuff. So I know many times we think, okay, we are just a one-hat person, but many times we can wear multiple hats, and that for me gives me so much energy, and I just absolutely love it, just knowing that I can help somebody, you know, not only if they're going through a crisis, but I can help somebody that's wanting to create a future that's totally different than what they're doing now. So I love that example that you gave and information that you gave as well. Definitely. Well, Debbie, on this call, I know that we have people that are struggling with, you know, maybe losing a loved one through death or divorce, or they could just be going through a bad financial time. Tell us about a challenge that you had to overcome and what you learned in the process.
Well, a few years back, I went through a very difficult time where I lost everything in my life. And I literally, you know, had to file bankruptcy. I was homeless for a while, sleeping on some friends' sofas. I felt brokenhearted, beaten down, you know, filled with self-doubt. It was a very intense two-year period of time in around 2008-2009, where a lot of things were changing, you know, in the financial area. And I had become, you know, involved in a very intense love and business relationship where I really just gave too much of myself, and it took me down. And I learned not to give my power away to people, even if I loved them, to, you know, have some boundaries and to listen and trust my own intuition and to be willing to walk away when something just didn't feel right, or when I felt that, you know, people were taking advantage of me, but I, you know, I'd gotten myself into a situation where I just gave too much, and it was a hard lesson to learn. But, you know, life sometimes teaches us those lessons in hard ways so that we get it.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I know that that is could have been a situation that have really taken you really out of your comfort zone and really have left you in a bad place. But what I know about situations like that, boy, that's where we can find out who the true person is. And many times we come out so much stronger when we go through something. And, I mean, my goodness, we think, oh, man, all is lost. But many things, times that's when all starts. You know, that's when it's like, oh, my goodness, I understand why this had to happen so I could learn X, Y, and Z, you know? So it's like it's so exciting sometimes when you just kind of think, okay, this is not easy, but, hey, I am learning a lot, you know, and just really accepting what I'm learning, you know? So I can totally relate to what you've been through, definitely, for sure.
Exactly.
For sure.
You feel it gives you a lot more compassion for people and the different circumstances that they go through as well. So, you know, it just takes you deeper. It takes you deeper into yourself. It takes you deeper into your spirituality. It takes you deeper into understanding that every person has different cycles in their life. And, you know, they may be going through a very difficult cycle. And so just I think it just gives you a greater depth.
Yes, 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 that is so true. And that is something that will really, you know, it can really change your life. So it can really be so pivotal in how we change and how things go for us, you know. So it's definitely something to learn from for sure. So I am so excited that you shared that as well. Is there something else you want to say?
Nope.
Okay, I thought you said something. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I wanted to find out from you, if you could look into the eyes of a 15-year-old Debbie, someone that was just like you when you were 15, what would you tell her?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I think I would probably say, you know, don't waste your time living someone else's dream. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Take more chances in life,
yeah.
And that you are your own guru. So don't put somebody else too high on a pedestal because usually they'll fall off. And you know that.
Yep.
Learn from other people. You know, find a mentor. Find somebody that
yeah.
has what you have that you admire and learn from that person. But don't put them too high up. And
yeah.
I'd also say save a portion of your money and invest it wisely. And if you realize that you've made a mistake in something and you're on a path that you don't want to be on anymore, get out of it as quickly as possible. And the last thing that I would say is to sing loudly in the shower every morning.
Yes. Why would you say that?
Well, because I think you should start out the day being your own superstar.
Yes. Oh, I like that. I like that. Start out the day being your own superstar, and that can be for adults or children.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, definitely. I love that. So, oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm putting that in the show notes. Oh, my goodness. Because I just know that many times we don't think we're as powerful as we are. And I will tell you, I'll be the first to say that I had no idea how much power I had until I started listening to other people say, okay, that was good. You should really talk. You should really do whatever. And it's not until you really sit back and think, well, maybe they are onto something, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. So it's so important that we listen to, just listen to the advice of others, you know? Just really know that we all have a gift, so and that we need for that gift to be heard, you know? So I know that that is many times one of our biggest things that we don't do is we don't believe that we have value and worth. And when we don't believe that, it's very hard for other people to believe it, you know? So it's so important that we just really know that we have a lot of value and a lot of worth, and we just need to get out the door and share it. It was so funny. I have a mentor that's like a multimillionaire, and she, one of the things she said is, you know what, you are really great at this, and you're really great at what you do, but she said, no, not enough people know about you. And that's what the problem is. We think that, oh, we're not doing good or we're not doing well. We just have not enough people hearing our message. So it's on us to get out and to get on the radio and to get on wherever so our message can be heard. Because we could be phenomenal if we had more people that was following us, if we had more people that would listen to our message. So it's like, I'm so excited that you shared that. Be your own superstar every day, you guys. And that is just words to live by, because not only will it change your life, you have no idea how your life can affect others. And, Debbie, I know you've seen this where you've shared your story with someone, and they were, like, so relieved because they had been through something similar, and they were like, if she can make it, I can make it, you know? So have you seen that in your life with other people?
Oh, yeah. It's that connection from the heart, I think. You know, when you open up your heart and you share what you're really feeling down deep inside, there's that connection, and somebody really can relate to you and say, you know, I feel like that too, or I have felt like that. And that's when I think that the child part of us comes out. It's that little child that just wants to enjoy life and live life and be connected and feel loved and feel empowered and feel appreciated. And so I think that when you share your story and you listen to other people's stories, that it's that heart connection that you make.
That is so true. Oh, my goodness, that's so true. And when we don't share, you know, what we need to share, I mean, people are just not given the example. They're not given the everything that they need to grow up and to do better and to be better, because we really have an obligation to share, you know, and not keep things to ourselves. We really do. And when we don't do that, you guys, others suffer because of our lack of, you know, our lack of sharing, our lack of love towards others. It's important. It is so important that we get out the door and that we do what we need to do to share with others, because people are waiting. People are waiting, and they so need us, you know. And it's so important that we just, you know, let people know, hey, I'm here, I'm available to talk or whatnot. But many times we just don't have the, I don't know if it's like we're shy or if we just don't have the courage or what we're lacking, but many times we're just lacking and we will not, you know, go forward with our goals or whatever to share our message. So I just encourage people to share as much as they can all the time, definitely. Well, with that being said, Debbie, let me ask you, I get a call or text or something from two categories of people, and I thought maybe you could help us out with this. What would be your advice to a future entrepreneur and to a struggling entrepreneur?
Well, a future entrepreneur, you know, I would say to pick something that you really feel passionate about and stick to it.
Yes.
Because no matter what you choose in life, there's going to be obstacles. And, you know, this would be this really probably the same message for a struggling entrepreneur. But, you know, life is not a straight road, right? And it's not an even road. It's up and down, and it's curvy, and, it can take you in different directions that you did not foresee. But if you follow something that you really love and you stick to it through thick and thin, and you learn from it, then, that would probably be my best advice. And, I mean, that's not to say you can't do various things, but just, you know, don't skip around when something gets hard, starts to get difficult, and say, well, I'm just not going to do this anymore. I'm going to do this over here, because you know what? That over there will have its hard part, too.
Absolutely.
So, And And, you know, find people, again, who have the things that you want and study them, study what they're doing, and, you know, build relationships with people that are going in the same direction that you're going in. And just keep moving forward. Keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Absolutely. That is so powerful because it really just shows that we are not in this by ourselves, you guys. And one of the things that I know that has been so critical in my growth is school is never out for the pro. And when you know that and you learn that, okay, every day I'm supposed to be learning and sharing. And I tell people many times, you need to know about business, true, but you honestly, in my opinion, you really need to know when the right time is for you. And I'll give you a great example. I am somebody who worked at my corporate job for 2 years researching my business before I went into business. Now, is 2 years too long? Probably. I'm not going to even lie to you. Probably 2 years is way too long. But what I realized, you guys, is I was in a situation where I was so sure that I was going to, you know, do this and do that. And I just had all these wonderful plans. But the reality was I didn't know how to make a business work. And it's so different when you look at a business and think, okay, I'm going to give up this cush job and I'm going to go to something that's, you know, really not a gamble, but maybe we could say a gamble. Yeah, it's really a gamble. And am I willing to give up what I have? Because I finally made it to a really high leadership position. And it's like when you think about that, boy, do I want to do that? You know, so you've got to be so sure. And I tell people, yeah, 2 years was a long time to think about it. But here's what I know, you guys. It's not too long if you're giving up a lot. And if your family depends on a two-income family and you're saying, hey, honey, I'm no longer going to be bringing this in, I don't know what I'm going to be bringing in, you do need to plan. You do need to sit down and share it with your, you know, if you're single or married, really doesn't matter, just as long as you know what the ups and downs are. And I think that many times we overlook some good information that's given to us because we think, okay, I know what I'm doing. Many times we need to sit down with somebody. You know, I tell people all the time, I think everybody in life needs a coach. You know, everybody needs some type of direction. You need a mentor. You need someone to help you. So it's so important that you start off with that. So, Debbie, did you find that true for yourself?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's hard to get good advice from people who are at the same level that you're at.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to move up. So
yes.
Mentors are very important.
So important. So, you guys, we both are on the same page with that. Please do your due diligence. You know that, hey, you need the information, advice, everything that you're going to get. It's available to you. Just go out there and do the looking. Definitely, for sure. Well, Debbie, I want to see, how do you stay motivated?
Well, the first thing that I do is, you know, I take care of my own health because it's hard to be motivated and have the energy to do things if you're not feeling well. So, that's probably the first thing. Then I listen to, you know, motivational or educational videos in the morning when I'm getting ready for the day. One thing that I have just started doing is I draw my future. I heard this on a TED Talk, and I really loved it. And you know how people will create dream boards?
Yes.
Well, this is kind of a dream board, but instead of you carrying pictures out of magazines and things like that, you're actually drawing this yourself. And so I got myself a big dry erase board, whiteboard, and some colored markers, and I drew, you know, my future, and it looks crazy, but it really helps. I look at that every day, and that sort of like just implants emotions. You put a lot of color into it, and it just gets into that right brain, and somewhere inside of your brain, it's kind of putting all these little pieces together to create that. And so that's been very, very helpful. And the other thing I think that I do that's really helped me a lot to get out of my head, and that is that I use my voice to get out of my head. You know, and when I say get out of your head, you know how we can get into analysis paralysis?
Yeah.
And we can overthink things. We can maybe let negative voices start talking in our brain, and we're actually listening to them and believing them. And so ways that I get out of my head is I will use my voice. I will talk in a, literally talk in an accent to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I will start laughing at myself. And so, you know, it's kind of adding some fun in there. Or I'll sing out loud or just vocalize. I find that just vocalizing allows the energy and the feelings in my body to get outside of me. And it's like a release valve for the mind. I think your voice is like a release valve for the mind. So if you'll just open up and sing, speak, express yourself, that really, really helps me to shift the energy and motivate me.
Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. I never did think about that like that, you know, but that's really something that makes a lot of sense. It really does. So I like that a lot. Because it really just shows that we have the power, you guys. And whether we believe it or not, we really have the power. And if you want to change anything, it needs to start with you. So you have the power to make any type of changes you desire, you know. So I just love that. I love the commitment to, you know, change ourselves, you know, and just start with us. You know, yes, we can go and get a lot of things and, you know, add a lot of value to our life by other things, but start with what we can start with, which is our own, you know, thoughts, beliefs, all of that. So it's so important. So I love that. So that is awesome. That's a new way of thinking of drawing out your life. So I absolutely love that. So for sure, for sure. Well, I wanted to find out from you, do you have any books, seminars, or conferences or anything that you want to promote and share with us?
Well, one of the seminars that I've recently done, or actually it's an online webinar, live boot camp training, and that is through Max Steingart. And you can find him online, just, you know, it's maxsteingart.com, and it's spelled Max, M-A-X, and Steingart, S-T-E-I-N-G-A-R-T. And he does a lot of training for how to use Facebook to promote your business. So whatever type of business that you're in, you can use Facebook just to meet people, connect with people, meet new people around the world. Because, you know, we live in a time where a lot of businesses are over the Internet. And so you can... I've just found his training to be very practical, very, very helpful in how to listen to people and discover the needs of other people before you ever even mention your business, you know, because maybe you never mention your business to this person. And so I really like his trainings. I also think Marie Forleo
she's amazing.
I have some great trainings and little videos, little, you know, free videos, short videos you can watch every day. I think she's full of great advice. And and I guess the last is I'm currently reading a book called The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with that book?
Yes, I have it. Yeah. He's one of my mentors, actually. I follow him as well.
No, it's kind of one of those jolt you awake, tough love kind of books, you know, where he says, success is your duty and your obligation, and that you're actually capable of more than you think you are. And the whole 10X concept is, you know, that your thoughts and your actions to take massive action and create a bigger vision, that you actually just do 10 times more effort than what you think you need to accomplish your goals, that most of us play too small,
that
and that we pay
so
a
true.
Price for mediocrity. So 10X it.
Yes, definitely. That is just so true. And once again, it kind of goes back to we have a responsibility to really be who we need to be. It's so funny because I was just thinking about this the other day. If we never do anything different, we're never going to get anything different. And it's so hard to say, hey, maybe I was wrong, or maybe, you know, maybe I need to reconsider this or something. You know, it's so hard to just admit that or whatnot, but we have to sometimes. We have to realize. I don't know if you know a guy by the name of Larry Winget. Do you know him?
No, I don't.
Okay, he's called the bulldog of either business or motivation or something like that. But he says, you're broke because you want to be. And he just kind of goes into this whole thing of how it's our responsibility, you guys, to really get out the door and make things happen in our business. So I still resonate with that because I know, I think about my year in 2006 when I had the best year I ever had in business. I was out every day. I was out several times a week at different events and whatnot. I put in the work. And here's the thing. Nowadays, people really don't want to put in the work. They want to have all the shortcuts. I love social media, but I know that we can't do all of our business like that. People still require the human touch. So I encourage all of us to do what we need to do to make sure that our businesses are profitable, that we can help others because we're doing so well, and that we can be the force to reckon with, you know, that people can look to us to, oh, my goodness, she's got so much going on. How does she do it? How is this getting handled and this getting handled? We've got to do that, you guys. We've got to be that leader. So I just encourage all of us to get in our zone, you know, and whatever that means for us, you know, just be that person who is leading the tribe and doing what we need to do. So, Debbie, this has been great. This has been wonderful. I wanted to see, I have here your website, Together We Can Rise. Would you like to have any other contact information down, or would that do it? Is that the best way to contact you?
Well, that's probably the best way because all of the information, my phone number, my email, and everything is on that website, togetherwecanrise.com.
That is amazing. I love that. I love that. And you guys, I have her contact information on the show notes as well as the six reasons to listen to this interview, which is the six tips that she's given us that I pulled out. But the main thing I want to say and just really follow up and close out with is, start out every day being your own superstar. I think that's what I'm going to take from this interview most, Debbie, because I know many times we can hide behind fear. We can hide behind, you know, I don't know enough people or I don't know. Just believe that we can. And, I mean, you said it best. Start out every day being your own superstar. So I love that. So I'm so excited that we had a chance to chat and just share this information with everyone. Thank you so much for the wonderful connection. And I look forward to seeing you soon. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. It was my pleasure.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, this is Cheryl Jones with the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show, Queen of Hearts spotlighting today, Debbie Martin, health and business strategist. So I'm so excited that you guys joined us. Have a wonderful day. This has been a great interview. Talk with you guys soon. Bye-bye.